This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Congressional leaders are unveiling the text of a government funding bill aimed to pass and prevent a shutdown before the Friday deadline. USA's John Schaefer.
The legislation is more than 1,000 pages in length, and it's designed to fund the government until October. It encompasses six bills forged through negotiations between the House and Senate and backed by President Biden. House Republicans are considering a vote on Wednesday, utilizing an expedited procedure. That's according to a leadership aide. Subsequently, the bill would proceed to the Senate, where it will require swift approval and the support of 60 votes for passage.
The U.S. Supreme Court is voting unanimously to end all state challenges to former President Trump's placement on election ballots. White House reporter John Decker explained skepticism from the high court justices in the Colorado ballot case.
They were troubled by the idea that one state could essentially remove a presidential candidate from the election ballot.
In its decision, the court said the responsibility for enforcing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment rests with Congress and not the states. Trump spoke with Fox News host Sean Hannity after Monday's landmark ruling in his favor was announced.
A lot of states challenging, you couldn't run a country that way. So they took everything off the table, a very strong decision, actually. Everything is off the table, and they just don't have the right to do that.
Alan Weisselberg, former CFO of the Trump Organization, entering a guilty plea to perjury charges. These stem from Weisselberg's testimony in former President Trump's civil fraud trial. The former Massachusetts Air National Guard member charged with leaking military secrets online is accepting a prison sentence of 16 years after pleading guilty in the case. Jack DeShera pleaded guilty to six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense info. He could have faced charges under the Espionage Act as well, but prosecutors will drop those. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blaze has engulfed over 1 million acres of land and tragically claimed the lives of at least two individuals. Over the past 2 years, lenders have denied half of all loan applications spanning home mortgages, car loans, and other financing options.
Since March 2022, which is when the Fed first began raising interest rates to fight this round of inflation.
Bank rate analyst Sarah Foster notes that the current interest rate for a home loan stands at approximately 7.2%. She emphasized monthly payments on a $500,000 home loan today are 62% higher than during historic low rate periods. Foster highlights that lenders typically adhere to the guideline that mortgage payments should not exceed 28% of an applicant's monthly take-home pay. The merger between discount carrier Spirit Airlines and JetBlue will not be going ahead as planned. This in the wake of a federal judge's ruling to block the $3.8 billion deal. The Justice Department successfully argued that the merger would harm competition and hurt consumers. The deal would have created the fifth largest airline in the U.S. And IHOP is combining the wearing of green and the Girl Scouts, creating a new limited-time menu mashup using Thin Mint cookies and pancakes. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, great to have you with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Are you still confused over the SCOTUS decision? I mean, on one hand, it's 9-0, and then it becomes 5-4. You know, what the heck happened here? You know, fortunately, we got Paul Kemenar with us. He's the Washington, D.C. lawyer who understands lawyerese, and he can kind of, you know, break this down a little bit, because I think that even though Justice Barrett, you know, in her admonition said that it should be the charge of SCOTUS to tone things down, I'm not sure she really accomplished that by, you know, kind of confusing things all the more. But I think it all began with the fact that the SCOTUS somehow decided not to call balls and strikes. I mean, it's one thing to call a ball and strike, but Paul, let me ask you this. Could you imagine an umpire during the game calling a ball or a strike and then spending the next 20 minutes explaining why it was a strike?
Yeah, that's kind of seemed what happened here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I attended that hearing and been representing the National Legal and Policy Center here on a lot of these cases. And it was expected that they were going to rule in favor of Trump, and they did so, 9-0. And that's mm-hmm. the message that should be taken here.
Should it be in favor of Trump or in favor of the American voter?
Well, in favor of the American voter, but Trump was the party in the case.
No, I understand it, but everything, see what happened, everything's always, it's either for Trump, against Trump, as opposed to saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to rise it up a little bit and say, wait a minute, what we're trying to do is, does the Constitution work or does it not? Whether it's Donald Trump, Joe Biden, anybody else down the future, you know, that kind of deal, you know, because there's so much animus about Trump. Anytime you say Trump's name, it's like, you know, everybody clamps down and hair on the back of their necks rises up and stuff like that. So anyway.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, to put it in broader terms, this decision was a victory for democracy and the right of the voters to elect who they want to be president, whether they like Trump or not. So it was a 9-0 on that main issue, and where the three liberal justices and then to some extent Coney Barrett broke off is that they thought that the decision went too far, but I think they were just basically being picky about that because the Supreme Court said, look, the states have no power to take federal officials, whether it's a president, a congressman, senator, off the ballot, that they're certainly free to disqualify state candidates for office if they engage in insurrection. And in fact, about a year ago, New Mexico did exactly that by kicking off the ballot somebody who ran for a state comptroller or some low-level state office because he participated in the riots up here on January 6th. So the court says, hey, you states, you can do that, but when it comes to federal officials and candidates, under our system, the states don't have the power to interfere like that. Now, what they were complaining about here, the liberal three judges, is that the Supreme Court went further, but not really, where they said, look, the states can't do it. And the implication is, okay, who can? And they said, well, the Congress can enforce this provision because, indeed, Section 5 of the 14th Amendment says Congress shall have the power to enforce these provisions by legislation. So what happened? Congress did exactly that in 1948, and again, they amended it in 1994. It has a criminal statute on the books that goes further than the 14th Amendment. It says that anybody, not those who just took the oath of office like the 14th Amendment, but anybody who engages in insurrection or rebellion can be fined, put in prison for 10 years, and is disqualified from holding federal office. So there you go. Congress did its duty. So I don't know what everybody is wringing their hands about, like, oh, well, the majority went too far by saying Congress doesn't want to do it. Well, surprise.
They already
Congress did exactly that.
Yeah,
they already
exactly.
did that. And, and what's amazing here is that Jack Smith did not charge Donald Trump with insurrection or rebellion, which all the Democratic and activists say he engaged in. Well, he wasn't charged with that, and he could have been, but obviously the evidence wasn't there that he did so, and the court was right not to allow the various states, Colorado, in other words, to make their own rules up in terms of what they think constitutes insurrection or rebellion.
Well, when you, by your own opinion, declare an insurrection occurred, well, you know, that's one thing. It's your opinion. But
right.
when you try to bring it to the court as a statement of fact, that's unproven. It's just your opinion, you know, and
well,
whether it was whether it was impeachment, because even in the impeachment, Paul, they first started the Democrats. Oh, this is insurrection. And but then they had to tamp that down because there wasn't proof of insurrection. Right.
Well, yeah, there wasn't. And also what they did in Colorado was to introduce as evidence the testimony and the hearings from the January 6th committee. And they said, hey, we already had this trial on insurrection, so we're just going to dump that into the case in Colorado, and voila, there we've now proven that Donald Trump engaged in insurrection. So that of course, was not established there at the January 6th committee that Trump engaged in it, number one. Number two, what is the standard of proof? Some courts, state courts, may require clear and convincing evidence. Some may require preponderance of the evidence, which is a lower standard. Obviously, in a criminal case, you have to find evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. So part of the problem with the Colorado and these other states were that what is the standard of proof, and did Donald Trump, when he was before these state cases, get due process? So the court,
exactly.
Supreme Court could have ruled in that regard, saying, well, he wasn't given due process, and then kicked the can back down, et cetera. But this was basically the clear way to prevent these other states from taking another bite at the apple on this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, to me, it was kind of like one of those missed drop your mic moments, and that is that here's the decision. You have no standing. You know, that's it. According to the Constitution, you have no standing. Bye-bye. You know, all the other further explanation is the stuff that you have, I guess, so that when you hang out at the D.C. cocktail parties, you can say, oh, but this, and you know, this is where I was at. And,
right.
You know, here's the nuance. And yeah, I will have another cocktail. You know, come on, give me a break.
Right.
Just saying. I'm so cynical, Paul. It just, you know, it just drives me nuts that we
right.
especially at a time, you know, when we need clarity, we don't need added confusion and deception
right.
here. and
politicization. Amy Coney Barrett
was saying. Yes,
yeah. That's what she was saying. Say, hey, tone it down, you liberals. Let's have unanimity and not get into this backbiting.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it just like it further bifurcated the issue. I'm not sure it clarified stuff because, of course, it's being reported. You know,
right.
From the eyes of the beholder, you know, the mainstream media and MSNBC and the rest of them, Lord have mercy on this guy. You know, you're not helping us out here. So why don't you go away and I'll watch another Big Pharma commercial.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Bill Martinez here, about 18 minutes after the top of the hour, Más o menos. Good to have you with us. Great to have Paul Kaminar with us, the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who is also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center Public Interest Watchdog Group. Paul, so much going on with Donald Trump, 91 indictments. Fannie Willis, Jack Smith. Our heads are spinning. How can the everyday housewife and, everyday American understand what the heck is going on here? This is just insanity.
Yeah, it certainly is. You kind of need an Excel spreadsheet to keep track of all these cases.
Yeah, my living room's turning into a war room. I've got pieces of Post-it notes all over the place here, you know?
Yeah, well, the Justice Department has turned its attorneys there and into a war room, and the war is against mm-hmm. Donald Trump. And it's really lawfare, as we call it, mm-hmm. where they're taking statutes of dubious applicability and throwing that in the kitchen sink at Donald Trump. And as we know, there are four criminal cases pending that total 91 different felony counts altogether, if you add them all up. And there's the one in New York that's going to start at the end of this month. That's the one by Alvin Bragg, charging Trump with somehow not writing down in the books of his company the payments were not made to
Stormy Daniels
that were not categorized as a business expense as such. But that is the weakest of the four cases. I predict he will win that, because what Alvin Bragg is trying to do, who, of course, ran for office vowing to get Trump, so this is clearly political persecution, is to take this little state law about business records, little misdemeanors, and bootstrapping it into somehow a federal election campaign violation, because that really was a campaign violation, because it was the money he gave to Stormy Daniels was actually a contribution to his campaign, to help him in his campaign. But the problem is that Alvin Bragg's a state prosecutor, and the Federal Election Commission and
exactly.
the Justice Department, which have jurisdiction, didn't go after Trump on that. They didn't find there was a federal violation. So I don't know why how Alvin Bragg is trying to blow this up and making a federal case out of it, both literally and figuratively.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then you got the three other ones we can talk about. And there's the one in Georgia, which is blowing up with the Fannie Willis soap opera scandal down there. You got the one here in D.C., which we can talk a little bit more about, because that's the one that charges him with basically interfering with the January 6th election. And that's the one that raises the immunity claim, which is not before the court. And then finally, there's the Mar-a-Lago case, where they had the hearing yesterday or on Friday about the scheduling when that trial will take place, and that one is basically on hold as well. So I don't see these cases going to trial before the election because of various motions pending and the Supreme Court pending on immunity. The only one I see is the New York case.
Mm-hmm. Paul, so what happens? You know, Trump gets elected, and you've got these cases that are pending. They're not resolved, so then they just go away, and you haven't resolved anything other than, you know, you've cost the man a lot of money, you've confused the heck out of the constituency, and you're going to have, you know, roughly 40% of the country that is so ideologically fixed to the Democratic Party, because that's what they get rewarded for, right? So there's not, you're not going to move them off the dime. And so, I mean, it's like the country is set up to have a perpetual, you know, argumentative position, whether it's Trump or anybody else going forward.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And if Trump does get elected, these cases will go away, obviously, not until he's sworn into office on January 21, 2025. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, well, we'll see whether the Justice Department and Merrick Garland's people and Jack Smith are going to continue to go after Trump on this. But the big question is whether these cases, even if some of the immunity issue is resolved before the election. That hearing on the immunity is scheduled for April 22nd, and it's expected that decision will come out by the end of June. All right. So even if they rule against Trump on the immunity issue, that Judge Chutkan, who's running the D.C. case here, basically gave the parties 90 days of pretrial time before the trial starts. So end of June, had July, August, September. So it wouldn't start at the earliest till October. just a month before the election. At that point, you're really interfering with the election process and interfering.
Exactly.
So I think that one is going to be put on hold as well.
Help us, Paul, understand the criminal immunity case.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, that's a good point, because that's what everybody is saying. Oh, you know, he can't get immunity. No person is above the law. He's not a king and all that stuff. Mm. Well, here's the legal issue involved. The Supreme Court has already ruled in Nixon versus Fitzgerald that the president enjoys absolute immunity on civil cases, civil prosecution. And in that case, Nixon fired a whistleblower, Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald said, well, you did this for proper purposes. You violated the whistleblower law. I'm suing you for terminating my position with the federal government. And the Supreme Court said, look, we can have a president who arguably engaged in his presidential duties, and firing underlings, of course, is within his presidential duties, to have the courts question his motive for doing that, because otherwise presidents will be second-guessing all their decisions as president if they know they're going to be sued civilly. Well, all Donald Trump is doing here in this case is applying that same principle to criminal prosecution, and I dare say it has more force in that context, because what would a president be concerned that he might be criminally prosecuted after he leaves office, or even while in office, for that matter, if he's engaging in arguably presidential duties, but it's going to be second-guessed by a partisan attorney general or prosecutor, so at the federal or even state level. So that's what they're arguing, and it has merit, but obviously the Jack Smith and company are saying no, that the president doesn't enjoy, and should not enjoy, I should say, this kind of immunity. So the question comes down to the court can rule in two ways. Well, first of all, they could say, no, you don't have immunity. That's it. And it goes back to trial before Judge Shutkin, if in fact it's not too close to the election. Or they can say, well, we're going to say the president does have immunity, but we're not going to say whether in this case what President Trump did was within what's called his outer perimeter of his presidential powers. And we'll send that back to the lower court to decide that. Well, the court does that, and it's likely they could do that. Then Judge Chutkin would have to have a separate hearing on whether what Trump is being charged with was his presidential activities, or was it private, or it could be argued both, that he's wearing two hats, one as a candidate for a presidential campaign, and two as president to make sure our elections are not run fraudulently and have integrity. And then that will go back up to the higher courts if Judge Chutkin ruled against him. So, and finally, they could just simply rule that, yes, he has immunity, and yes, in this case, what he did constitutes sufficient immunity. So this can go and be splintered in various ways. A worst case scenario is they deny he has immunity. But then again, I don't think this will be tried before the election, and therefore won't interfere with that process.
It's like a bucket of gum here, Paul.
Exactly.
It's like, look, you spent millions of dollars with the January 6th committee, right? And if they had any credence whatsoever, if there was any basis in order to challenge this and to convict Donald Trump of an insurrection and all these other things that they're suggesting, wouldn't they have done that?
Yeah, that's right. Jack Smith could have charged him with this because there is this law on the books since 1948 saying that you engage in insurrection or rebellion, you can be kicked out of from holding office and thrown in prison for up to 10 years. They didn't charge him with that.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah,
we got to leave it there. Paul Kaminar, right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. There's another name emerging to eventually replace Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as the GOP's leading lawmaker on the Senate side. Senator John Thune is reportedly lining up a run for the post after McConnell steps down in November. Thune's facing at least one other Republican, Texas Senator John Cornyn, who announced his bid last week. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement.
He made the emotional announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
In Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL Draft and played 13 seasons with the team.
USA's John Schaefer. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Dan Biddle is going to be joining us in just a few moments, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. We're having Dan back because I got to tell you, this movie is so important. You must make this a priority in your life to see this. It's going to be a Fathom event. It's set to debut via Fathom on March 20th and 21st of this year. The tickets are now available. You must see this and, you know, bring families, bring friends. Busloads of your churches should attend this. It is that significant. And Dan Biddle will explain, you know, why. And I think early on, one of the things that we discussed, Dr. Biddle and myself, was that, you know, the significance of Noah's flood, things have got lost in translation, and we need to revisit why, you know, what was God thinking? What was happening on the earth that God, you know, got to the point and said, I regret, you know, and of course, this is, in a sense, I mean, this is Holy Spirit inspired. You know, so we're trying to, you know, put our understanding of what God said or somehow, you know, might have implied or however way you want to interpret this, that he was disappointed with his creation. I mean, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks,
I don't know what will. Dr. Dan Biddle joins us now. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you much for having me on. I'm excited to do this again.
Yeah, this is so important again, and I'm glad we could have a little bit more time to talk about this. And the thing that I want to focus on in this particular point, Dan, is that, how he must have been so aggrieved with his creation, a creation that not that long before, you might say, he finished it off by saying it was very, very good. It was very good. All the other steps were good, but the crowning jewel of his creation was very good. And we go from very good to very bad. How grievous must that have been for our Holy Father?
It's incredible because God loves us so much that he gave us free will as part of that very good creation. And we're the ones who chose to mess it up and go against him by eating from the forbidden tree. But he still loved us enough to give us free will. But you're right. Everything was, the plants and the animals worked together. We were supposed to eat only the green plants. The animals were only supposed to eat the green plants. And God called it very, very good. But when you look on YouTube nowadays and you type in for a video that says, watch a Komodo dragon eat a deer alive or a pig alive, that's not part of a very good creation. Something had to happen to bring death, suffering, bloodshed, violence, cancer into the world. And it was our choices that did that. So God did choose to rewipe the world with the flood, and of course he sent us Christ to redeem us from that curse of sin and death.
And the thing that's sad about this, Dan, is that as we get a little bit of glimpse of God's glory and understand how evil that is, a Komodo dragon eating another animal, if you have the comprehension and the capacity to see that evil, I think that in of itself could be life-changing, because you realize in an instant, this is not the way the Father planned it to be.
What's amazing is I believe that we all have Eden in our hearts. We know that death is so grievous because it's not natural. We were designed to live forever, but it was the choice of our forefathers, Adam and Eve, that brought sin, death, suffering into the world. So God created everything perfect in 6 days, called it very good, commanded us and the animals to eat only seed-bearing plants and vegetation. But he said, if you eat from the fruit of the middle of the tree, you will surely die. And that's exactly what happened. God says, to dust from you came, and dust you're going to now return. So he's talking about physical death, not a spiritual death, but a physical death. And we brought about all those things to us in this world. When you see a video of an animal eating another animal, there's something internal in you that knows that's not right. I wish I could stop it.
Yeah. And then here, of course, the lie starts in the Garden of Eden, and it began with Satan, the evil one, questioning, did God really say, right?
That is one of the most profound verses in Scripture, because it's the lie that shook the universe. When the enemy tempted Adam and Eve and said, did God really say? And, I see millions of Christians falling for that same lie today. When they graduate college, when they go through college, they're asking, did God really say? And we're only living through the prophetic time, because 2 Peter 3 promises and prophesied that in the last days, people will deny those two things, creation out of water and destruction by water. And that's exactly what's happening when you go to college today, is that all youth across America are required to take at least 6 core unit classes, base curriculum classes like geology and anthropology and other classes, that they're going to get doused in evolution teaching, and they're going to graduate from college believing there was no creation out of nothing and there was no destruction by a flood. So we're actually living through prophetic times when Peter said, he says, above all else, know that in the last days scoffers will come. And we're here. We're living through those days right now.
Yes, that even God's elect would be confused, and that they would be convinced of the lie.
This is how dangerous this is, and it's why with this admonition, our defense is, again, in our choosing, which got us here in the first place, as you said, our defense is to choose rightly, to choose those things. You know, Jesus said, it's not by food I live, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Boy, I'll tell you, that tells you something significant. And for these last of the last days, I thought it was quite interesting that two things that Dr. Billy Graham said, which he very rarely did he ever comment on the prophetic. In my understanding and experience and having worked on his campaign in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, never heard him talk about, eschatology or the prophetic. But when asked by a reporter, Dr. Graham, are we living in the last days? He said, without hesitation, he said, these are the last of the last days. And wow. I thought that was pretty profound, you know, coming from him. And the other thing was asked is, do you have any regrets? And he said, the regret I have is that I didn't spend more time in the Word of God. This is Billy Graham saying this, right?
Wow. You know, the Bible has several markers for us, one of which is the spirit of lawlessness will increase in the last days. Mm. And did you know, when I was a teenager, I'm 55 now, but when I was a teenager, if you were caught with marijuana, you could go to jail as a teenager. You could go to juvenile hall, and they have all kinds of rules and regulations. But, you know, I can hop in my car now and drive down the interstate and look at billboards that say 1-800 dial marijuana to your house. We'll deliver it straight to your front door.
Right.
And you can walk in grocery stores in California and grab as much of the produce as you want, put it in your shirt, and walk out the front door. They have a no-chase, no-stop policy.
Up to $1,000 now, Dan. Up to $1,000 worth of product. So whether it's a grocery store, a jewelry store, the bash and grab and run type thing is very accepted in the state of California, sadly. This is so dangerous when you start accepting evil, right?
Very much. It's the spirit of lawlessness that has been increasing, and it's really prophetic.
Well, we've got more to discuss with Dr. Dan Biddle, this incredible movie. Again, this is one of those appointments that you must make. Save the date, put it on your calendar. Also, make sure you go out and get your tickets. A Fathom event that will take place on March 20th and 21st. Tickets are now available. The movie we're talking about is The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Dan Biddle on the other side of the break.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Dan Biddle, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Dan, when this project came to you, what was your first reaction?
You know, I've always known in my heart that this movie had to come out because of how the flood evidence really changed my own life. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's... When I went to Canada and I overlooked the Dinosaur Provincial Park, I saw a 14-mile stretch of land that was filled with dead dinosaurs buried under 50 feet of mud, and they were buried with clams, fish, and oysters. And I thought, my gosh, how much higher did the water have to be over this region to bury 10,000 dinosaurs over a 14-mile stretch of land under 50 feet of mud? And I'll never be able to unsee what I saw that day. It became very obvious to me that Genesis 6 to 9 is real history. And for me, it was like being born again. It's where I went to a chiropractic adjustment and my head was able to click in line with my heart, and it was life-changing.
Wow. Yeah, this must have been, I can only imagine, just as you're sharing with us, you know, the sight and the confirmation of what you had been reading in the Word of God, and you see the reality of this, frozen in time, left as a memorial, and a significant, and this is the thing about God. When you study God, you see from time to time, because even when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, in time and again, they would stop and they would place rocks or some memorial to remind them of what had happened, right? And in a sense, God allows this memorial to be exposed there, and you're able to see it. And again, I guess part of that is for you to receive, marching orders from God to say, look at this is just the beginning, what I'm showing you, and you need to show this to other people.
Absolutely right. You know, I think one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen is learning about the Morrison Formation, which is a 13-state formation in the middle of America. It's 13 interconnected states, a 600,000 square mile area that's filled with dead dinosaurs, millions upon millions of them, and they're buried with fish, clam, mammals, and even birds, which dinosaurs were supposed to evolve into. Mm-hmm. So I had to ask myself, what on earth could lay down a 300-foot thick pancake layer of dirt over 13 states and fill it with millions of dinosaurs? And if that doesn't scream worldwide flood, I don't know what is. The enemy has obfuscated and kept this truth away from Christians today, and we're going to unveil it in our flood movie and prove to people that Noah's flood really happened.
Yeah, exactly. And why it happened, Dan? This is the other thing too, is that people need to understand that God is righteous, and because He's righteous and just, He has to, if you're the lawgiver, you've got to be the one who oversees the law and punishes it for correction, right?
You know, it was really out of God's mercy that He sent the flood and preserved humanity by taking the eight humans and Noah's family and putting them on the ark, because everything else perished, because God said He looked upon man, and the thoughts and the intentions of his heart were evil continually. And we can only imagine what that would look like. But God, in His mercy, took the fallen dominion of man and all the humans that were just scrappy evil and buried them under sediment. And God says, I will destroy them with the earth. And that's why we find really no post, pre-flood human remains, because God scrubbed them from memory through the flood.
Yes. But there's a reason that God has pulled back the veil for us to see the evidence of what happened, Dan, as you reported. And of course, what this movie will do, just like you, it's going to be life-changing. I mean, when I saw it in our first conversation, I thought, well, this is way significant. I mean, we need to be aware of this. We need to get, as you said earlier off air, we were talking about, we need to get eyes, and I say souls, in front of this movie.
Yeah.
Because this is what it's all about, isn't it? After everything is said and done.
You're absolutely right. And, this is not a brag on me or the film or the director, but just quite honestly, having now seen this movie through the pre-screener, shown to over 1,000 people, I honestly can't imagine anyone not being moved by this film. You could take the most hardened skeptic, agnostic, atheist, pick whoever you want. If they can sit through this hour and 52 minutes, it's going to move them. It's going to cause them to think about things. It's going to cause them to realign their perspectives and their worldview. A lot of this evidence is, quite frankly, undeniable, and it's obvious, and it's worldwide. I mean, how do you bury a 13-state region with dead dinosaurs and mix it up with fish, birds, and clams? How do you do that without a worldwide flood? I mean, it's the most obvious thing. Mm-hmm. And put them in a 300-foot-thick pancake of mud that swaths over 13 states. I mean, come on, people. It's the most obvious thing ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Taking on the skeptic's mindset, if Noah's flood did happen, how should we realign our thinking?
You know, what it did for me is I became a Christian when I was 11, fell away from the Lord until I was about 17, went through a little rebel time, and then came back, and then went to seminary in my 20s and 30s, and the seminary taught me, well, if you want to believe in the Hebrew, the original authors are talking about a young earth, because the 6 days are real ordinary earth rotation days, and the genealogies in Genesis 5 and 10 lead back to, to all the way up to Christ, who lived, it's a 6,000-year picture from start to finish. Mm-hmm. They said, well, but if you believe in science, the earth has to be millions of years old, so go figure it out. And that caused me to live in a place of unrooted faith for years, because I didn't know where to put cavemen, where to put saber-toothed cats, where to put the flood, if it was a progressive flood or a local flood. I didn't know any of that stuff until I ran headlong into the evidence myself, which we put in this movie, that really undeniably shows that it was a worldwide catastrophe that buried everything, including the dinosaurs. So I will never walk into a museum and see it the same again. I walk into museums and I see the truth. What's in the displays are true, but everything they say about them is not. I mean, there's no, you know, do you know that evolutionists have now run out of excuses for explaining soft tissue? They're no longer even trying, because now the list is up to 122 peer-reviewed journal articles that have substantiated 16 different types of bioorganic tissues found in dinosaur bones that simply can't be millions of years old.
You know, it is astonishing. Again, you go from then and you fast forward to today, 2024, and you consider Noah's flood through the perspective of the end times that we are in. Clearly, I believe that we are in the end times. And this message that humanity, that God's creation, must hear and must be aware of, Dan. Break that down for us. We've got about 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will break it down for you. some of the other ministries that are aware of this film have decided to put it under covers and not promote it widely, which is a travesty. Wow. Just because we talk about end times. They're like, oh my gosh, we agree with 95% of this movie, but because you talk about end times, we really can't touch it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What did Jesus say about Noah's flood? Jesus himself in Matthew 24 said he drew the flood as a comparison to end times. Jesus himself said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be with the coming of the Son of Man. People will be eating and drinking and having a great time, not thinking about judgment. So if Jesus is going to pull the metaphor together, we're going to pull it out too. And in the last 5 or 10 minutes of this movie, we say, look, there was a judgment in the past. There's another judgment coming. Are you ready for it? And so we're going to be bold and profoundly proclaim that message to say there's a judgment in the past, there's a judgment in the future, get ready for it, because Christ has extended grace and salvation to all who will believe.
Well, Dr. Dan Biddle, in a sense, we're the metaphorical men and women on the wall. We're the watchmen on the wall, and we're sounding the alarm. We would be irresponsible not to do so. My prayer is, look at the people that need to hear this message and see this movie. I trust that God, will penetrate, through the stiffness and the hardness of heart of these institutions, churches, and otherwise that would try to block this important message. This is critical. This is now information that you must be aware of, because God gives us prophecy. He gives us warning, to protect us, not to steal away our joy or our fun, does he?
So true. I don't want to be like a lobster boiled in a pot 2 degrees at a time and is not aware of what's going on around us. These are very interesting times we're living through, and this movie is going to provide a compelling case to get your spiritual act in order.
And the thing is that, God gives you the option to be on the winning side. We are free choice agents.
A free gift.
Exactly. And there will be winners and losers. And Dr. Dan Biddle, we want everybody listening to this to be winners, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
They're in their families.
Thanks for having me on again. This is terrific. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. Fathom event coming up March 20th, 21st. Tickets are now available, and we will see you there for the Ark and the Darkness. Thank you so much. Take care.
NoahsFlood.com. Thank you very much.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a